Well, hello there. Can you believe how quickly the week went?
Yep, you're here with the Social MM Diva, and it's been an awesome week. I hope you're having a great Good Friday. And so here this week, we're going to do a little roundup on some Pinterest tools that we came across, and just want to share with you. The first Pinterest tool that I want to share with you, of course, is the official Pin It Pinterest bookmarklet. I'm finding this to be a really useful tool, of course. And then there's a Pin a Quote, which is a bookmarklet that turns a text quote into something pinnable. So that's a really good one as well. You can get some famous quotes and turn them into something, a picture, make it pinnable. There's also a new curation tool out called Spin Picks, and what Spin Picks does is it goes in and it looks for a topic for you, and it finds all the eye candy under that topic, and it brings it back to you. And you know, you can use it that way for passing on and sharing that information with your friends and followers. Spin Picks is still in beta, so head on over to their site and request access. All right. Some other good tools that we like are ShotPin. And what ShotPin is it's a screen grab, and it lets you take the picture that you see there and crop it and be able to show the story that you see within that picture. So I'm really excited about ShotPin, and you know, then there's a couple of other tools that we like, and these tools are strictly for measuring. We've talked about a few of them before. PinReach, you know, it's a good way to see how many folks you're reaching with your pins. There's also PinPuff. They're kind of the clout for Pinterest. They do have pin perks so that you can make pinning work for you. Also, there is Pintix, which again, it's still in a closed beta, but it gives you a wealth of information on, you know, who you're reaching with your pins and what you're doing with your campaign. Pintix also, keep in mind now, Pintix uses Google Analytics, so you may want to go straight to the horse's mouth and use your Google Analytics to track how your pins are doing. And then of course there's Pinterly, and they're also in beta, but if you tell 10 friends about their service, then they'll give you an early invite. So there you have it. Go on out, continue pinning, start a great campaign. You might want to check my pin board for creative pin board strategies. And just to get an idea and get the creative juices flowing, you can also check out my latest blog postings about Pinterest and how to integrate Pinterest into your Facebook page so that your Facebook fans will not have to leave Facebook in order to see your pins. And that's a good thing too, because you know, Pinterest is actually still in beta, and not everyone has access. So go ahead, head on over to socialmmdiva.com/blogs and take a look on how to integrate that into your Facebook fan page. All right, again, I wish you the best Easter holiday with your family and your loved ones, and hey, I'll see you next week. Go on out there and be social. Ta-ta for now. Smooches!